Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Anne. As I write, it is a beautiful morning, and as is common in Georgia this time of year, today will be early spring light, but of course, tomorrow winter cold returns. How's your coffee this morning? Hot and soothing is my hope. I'm trying a new brand and enjoying it. Paul, writing in Romans 8:28 and also 8:39, says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Today, I want to share one of those God moments. You know, one of those times when immediately or later when we reflect, we realize the Lord was watching over us and turning a situation, quote unquote, into another experience that demonstrates His love for us. The setup to the situation needs a little backstory. Several months ago, my doctor sent me to physical therapy for some issues with my hip. The first appointment was with a very well thought of therapist. But the next appointment, he was not available, and so I saw a woman that I had seen some years ago and really liked. I knew she was very good. So, when I learned of some issues my son was having, I recommended her to him. Apparently, during his sessions, they talked a good deal about faith, which opened up the conversation between she and me. As it turned out, over the several months of treatment, we have become friends. Then, the God thing. My next scheduled appointment for PT had to be changed, and when I called for a new appointment, I had a choice of Friday or the next Monday. I took the early Friday appointment, but on that Thursday, I found myself in the midst of a grandparent situation, which was very upsetting. So I called back and asked if the Monday appointment was still available. Short notice appointments are hard to get, but unexpectedly, it was still open. By the time Monday came, I had pretty much tied myself into knots. You know, that awfulizing stuff. Then it was Monday, and I went to see the physical therapist. We greeted each other as usual with "how are you" and swapped fines. I reported on my exercise and progress, and then totally, unintentionally, I started talking about the grandchild situation. And as they say, spilled my guts. It was such a relief. She shared some thoughts, and then she said, quote, "This is not your battle. The battle is between God and the powers of darkness." Ephesians 6:12. She looked me square in the face and continued, "It is our job to be in the moment and respond with love." I so needed to hear that day. With it, my spirits and my burden lifted. It was a God moment. God using the right person at the right time to fulfill His purpose of recentering me so I could be available for His purpose. Once again, He has reminded me of His presence in my life, and in so doing has brought me great joy. What was I to learn in this situation? I needed a reminder in the midst of a difficult time that our Lord is right here, right now, and it grew my trust and my faith just a bit more. The situation you may be in is not your battle. Jesus has already won the battle His light reminds the darkness every day, that love wins regardless. Let us pray. Here we are again, Lord, needing reminders that you work for our good and that you use us to your purpose. Thank you for every such experience that brings us to thanksgiving and a deeper love for you. In your precious name, we pray. Amen. A P.S. As you might expect, the grandchild situation is resolving. Once again, thank you for being with me, and may the Lord bless you and yours.